exercise change.
So how do you think knowing ourselves and being aware can actually help us to make changes more effectively?
Well, the bottom line with both exercise and diet, they're not short term. They have to realise that it's a lifestyle change forever. I mean, people say, well, my diet doesn't work. Well, it does work. You just stopped it, you know? And if they don't take on board that they've got to continue that as an education. And the same with activities. I mean, you can vary your activities, but, you know, as soon as you stop doing something, if you've been hard every 2 weeks, you'll know if you're lifting weights, you know, sure, that you can get back to it. But you know that you'll pull back for a couple of weeks, that's for sure.
I'm sure you noticed that after coming back from your injury, sort of just even getting back on the bike, it must have been a lot harder.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're at a certain activity level, you know what you can achieve. Whereas if you haven't been at that level, you don't know what you should be trying to get back to.
So I guess that's where seeking advice from somebody who knows what they're talking about is helpful as well.
I
find it interesting, people that maybe, you know, talking about habits of a lifetime, they've taken, you know, that for the last 20 years they've been unhealthy, they've overeaten, they haven't exercised, and then they give up after, say, 4 weeks of a diet because they haven't lost all the weight.
Yeah.
So being realistic about the fact that, you know, it may take an equally long amount of time to get to the point they want to get is useful.
Yeah. And unfortunately, lifestyle changes, you know. I mean, it's much harder for me with 3 young kids travelling around and they're the dominant part of your life and you're in a car like a taxi all the time. You don't have time for yourself or the regular time to be active. I'm probably fitter now than I was probably 5 years ago in that respect. But those, you know, you move on in life, you just got to create those chances.
I guess looking at that situation, say people with young kids they will definitely know what you mean when you talk about a taxi service. I guess in that situation, when we go back to our previous question around preparation, that's when that could really start coming into its own. So sort of understanding that, yes, you have got a limited amount of time, so where are the gaps that I can fit something in?
That's right, and making that time for yourself or your partner can have the kids for an hour so you can go and do something constructive, physically active, it really pays off in the end.
You hear that a lot, don't you? You've got to make time for yourself, but do you actually think that that is something that is absolutely vital and really important?
I think it is. I mean, I think that's a mistake I made. I didn't. I mean, when I had 3 young kids, my husband was in the Antarctic, so you're on your own, you know, so you didn't have any time to yourself. But I think if you can, in today's society, it's a little bit easier to do that. But you've got to make the most of it.